But fat, something on a Monday to make us laugh.
No.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
We got a guest tomorrow, Jim.
Yep, to be confirmed. That's his name.
TBC.
TBC is
Toby
his name.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Never call us again, Toby.
Never call us again. Jimmy.
Yes.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why?
Because they're dead. Couldn't they have been dead for 2,000 years, you dickhead?
Oh, no. It's more than 2,000.
JC was wandering around 2,000 years ago.
Was he?
What the hell are you on about? 2,000.
All right, then, 5,000 years ago.
No, even longer than that, I think you'll find.
Well, how do you know? You were there, were you?
No, I wasn't there, but I think we know the dinosaurs were a little earlier than that.
I don't know about that. I'm going to look it up for tomorrow's show. At 2BC. Good show. Good show for a Monday.
Woo! 66 million years ago.
Here's a little bit of advice for all the kids out there, mums and dads, whoever may be listening along, Jim.
Yes.
Never let anyone tell you what you can or can't do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look at Beethoven, which is actually spelt Beth Oven. To the uneducated, Jim.
Yes.
But it's Beethoven.
Thank you, Bill.
Everyone, Jim, told him he would never be a musician because he was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
But did he listen to anyone?
Oh, no. Seriously.
Jim, he didn't listen to anyone,
He didn't
Jim.
Listen to him, Bill.
He didn't listen. He just said, I'm going to be a musician.
That's it. Yep.
And a good bloody one at that.
That's it. Yep. No, I get it. Oh, I get it, Fat.
Jim, he was deaf.
He was deaf, yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. A bit long, but just to hang with me.
Right.
An older couple, Jim, made a deal that whoever died first would come back and inform the other one if there's sex after death.
Mm.
Their biggest fear was there was no sex after all.
Right.
After life at all. After a long, long life together, Jim, the husband was the first one to die.
Mm-hmm.
Always is. His ears get scrubbed off, Jim, and he just dies. True to his word.
What is this?
He made his first contact, okay? So one night there. Marion, is that you, Bob? Yes, I've come back like we agreed. That's wonderful. What's it like? Well, I get up in the morning, I have sex, I have breakfast, then it's off to the golf course. I bathe in the warm sun, then have sex a couple of more times. I have lunch. You'd be proud of me. I have lots of greens, salads, another romp around the golf course, and then pretty much a bit more sex and off to bed. Wow, how good's that? Then it's more sex later that night. I catch up with some much-needed sleep. Then the next day, it starts all over again. Oh, Bob, are you in heaven? No, I'm a rabbit in Ballarat.
Oh, no.
Jim, he got reincarnated,
oh,
Jim.
No. What is that?
Jim, he come back.
It's just a real boring story.
It is,
isn't it?
Yeah. Like, he come back, Jim.
Like if you're at the front bar and you're just trying to have a quiet beer and a bloke's on a stool next to you and he starts telling you that, you're about a quarter of the way through, you just distance yourself you just get up and walk off. You go, actually, he's not all there, that bloke. I'm just going to take off.
Bob, come back.
Oh, what's going on?
That made more sense than any of the joke you just told.
Righto, Jimmy boy, here we go. A bloke, or a young bloke, walked into a chemist, Jim, and asked the lady, can I have 12 condoms, miss? And the lady said, don't you miss me. And he said, okay then, I'll have 13.
Oh, no.
He got another one, Jim, just like that. Bangity, bang, bang, bang.
He got another one just like the other one.
Well, this is a joke, Jim, because Siamese twins walk into a pub in Melbourne. That is a joke, but this is it happened a while ago. And it went up to the bartender, Jim, and they pulled up a couple of bar stools and sat up there. And don't mind us, we're joined at the hip. I'm John, and on the left here is Jim, and we'll have two VBs, please. bartender, feeling a bit awkward, that's all, tries to make polite conversation while pouring the beers, Jim. Been on holidays lately, boys? Yeah. Off to the States next month, says John. We go to the States every year, hire a nice car, we drive for miles, don't we, Jim? Jim says, yes, yes, the States. We don't mind the States. Wonderful country, the people, the climate, the beer, the culture.
Yes.
Nah, bullshit, said John. We don't like America at all. We are Aussies. Meat pies, chips and VBs for us. Jim says, yeah. To be honest, I can't stand the Yanks. They're not civil. They're not polite like us Aussies. So the bartender says, so why do you keep going to the States? Well, it's the only chance Jim gets to drive.
Oh, no. Bill.
Jim.
Come on.
It's the only chance.
No, no, thank you, Bill. No, I get it because they drive on the other side.
Jim, so he can drive. In Australia, Jim doesn't get a chance.
They drive on the left in Thailand too.
Well, no, Gav's still left. Gav's in
Thailand. Thank you.
Went upstairs and wowee.
Come on.